What a day in Chicago. Former House Speaker Dennis Hastert, the longest-running Republican House Speaker in history, was sentenced to 15 months in prison for banking violations linked to hush money paid to a young man. And while in court, Hastert admitted for the first time that he had sexually abused young men while a wrestling coach at Yorkville High School in Illinois years ago. Susie Ahn is a reporter for WBEZ in Chicago. She was in the courtroom. Susie, what was that moment like?
Well, when the judge announced that sentence, I think people were surprised, a bit surprised, because prosecutors had recommended 0 to 6 months in prison. And I think for the victims especially, maybe not fully satisfying, but they appreciated that, justice was served and these details did come to light.
And there was also the admission of abuse. Now, one of the witnesses, one of the alleged victims, was previously anonymous, and he revealed today that he's the brother of a former Illinois Republican leader. Tell us about that.
Right. That was very surprising to everyone. And in fact, when Scott Cross, he was known before as Individual D in court documents, when he came forward, it was surprising because many of us there in the courtroom, we saw Tom Cross, the former Illinois House GOP leader. And Scott Cross had mentioned that, you know, even up until recently, he didn't tell any of his family members. And it was very emotional for him describing what happened to him as a senior in high school, that, you know, he trusted Dennis Hastert as a coach. And the sexual abuse that happened was a betrayal, and he felt ashamed, and it was a dark secret for him for much of his life.
You're saying that Scott Cross, who revealed who he is today, had said he hadn't even told his family till recently, and that would include his brother, Tom Cross, who's not only a former Republican leader, but who considered Hastert a political mentor. Quite something. The sister of another victim also spoke today. What did the judge say when it came time for the sentencing?
You know, the judge, he explained how, you know, with what was before him today, he couldn't bring down a sentence based off of molestation. But he did say that Dennis Hastert is a serial child molester, that things from the past are in the past, but they can't be forgotten and that they should be punished. But of course, today Hastert was before the court on these avoiding banking regulations. And so he had to bring the sentence based off
right.
of that. So he went with the 15 months.
Right, for the banking violations. And the statute of limitations has also run out on some of the charges of abuse, but there might be civil cases, lawsuits. The man who was promised the hush money is already suing Dennis Hastert for $1.8 million. That's the money he says was outstanding. Very briefly, Susie, just a couple seconds here. Does Hastert go directly to prison?
No, so we need to wait to see where he will be going before they say when he should report. But they're looking at a level 4 prison, a prison that can handle his medical condition. He suffered some serious illnesses mm-hmm. late last year, and he's continuing to struggle through that. So they're looking for a facility that can accommodate that as well.
WBEZ's Susie Ahn. Susie, thank you so much.
Thank you.